Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask John Hood and Chris Fitzsimon, the census ended Thursday after the Supreme Court sided with the Trump administration in halting it. North Carolina's population is undercounted, according to the Carolina Demography Center at UNC. An undercount of 3% could cost our state $4.9 billion over the next 10 years. What's your reaction to the halting of this census? John?
You have to follow the law. I think that's what the ultimate conclusion of the Supreme Court was. There were very serious problems with taking the census this year. We all recognize them. But we have to be a nation of laws. That having been said, I suspect the undercount will not end up being that large.
Really?
Yeah.
Carolina Demography says it's going to be as large as 3%.
I know, as large as doesn't mean 3%. I think that's the upper end. It probably will be lower than that.
Okay. Chris, well, your take.
I'm sort of baffled. The Trump administration, you know, at first extended the census counting by a month because of all the unusual circumstances.
Well, the court did it, didn't it?
No, well, the Trump administration first announced they were going to extend it. Then they took it back. And then some folks sued to try to keep it what the Trump administration originally said, which was an extension because of the circumstances. And the court said they had the right to do that. I'm sort of baffled by why we wouldn't want a more accurate count in these unprecedented times. Whether it's the proper legal decision or not, I don't know. But I think it's a bad decision. And I think the Trump administration should have stuck to its original guns and taken more time so we could count accurately. I'm not sure what they're afraid of.
And the undercount would have come largely from minorities. John, part of the reason why the court said they agreed with Trump and allowed this to be halted is the fact that we need to get all this data assembled so that we can do redistricting in 2021. Is that a valid argument?
Yes, that is obviously a valid argument. It's not the only argument, and it could be countermanded by something else. But the purpose of the census is actually, under the Constitution, is not to distribute funds.
Yes, I hear that.
We use it for that purpose, but its original intent had to do with representation in Congress.
Chris, one of the things people were...
Ironically, whether it's for I'm just as concerned about having accurate congressional districts as I am about the distribution of funds. We need an accurate count for both of those reasons.
One of the things that people were asking about is, are we going to get a 14th congressional seat? My understanding is that's pretty well baked in already because of our population increases. Is that correct?
I believe that's true. Remember that this count stopped everywhere, so it's not like North Carolina is the only place where there might be a slight undercount.
You're right. Well, thanks for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.